Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
All right, it's Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Today we celebrate the king of rockabilly, Carl Lee Perkins, born April 9th, 1932 in Tiptonville, Tennessee. In the studio, Randy Fox. How are you, Randy?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Man, it's so cool to have you here. We're going to talk about our love for Carl Perkins, play a ton of tunes for you, a couple of covers as well. And let's just get right back into it. Pink Petal Pushers. Now, this version was released in 1958.
Right. I believe this was his first single for Columbia.
Yeah, sure was.
After he switched labels from Sons.
Yeah. Well, here it is on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, she goes strutting down the street in her sophisticated style. The way she's dressed was knocking them wild. The cats started gazing till they called her out. Her pink petal pushers was knocking them out. She wears a pink petal pusher. Pink petal pushers. Her pink petal pushers has made her the queen of them all. She goes driving down the street in a brand new car. The cats started gazing from near and far. She don't cause commotion till she steps outside. The cats can hap and holler, ooh, ooh, man alive. She's wearing pink petal pushers. Pink petal pushers. Pink petal pushers has made her the queen of them all. Yes, he goes, ooh, bala doo, ooh, upa doo, dala doo, ooh, upa doo. She got the number one vote at the high school prom. The older folks said she kind of favored the mom. She's got more than mom ever had. So she's a rock and roll ditty with a brand new fad. She wears a pink petal pusher. Pink petal pusher. Pink petal pushers made her the queen of them all. Yeah, they gave her a part in a high school play. They all told her to play the old maid. Curtain call had the crowd overflow. Her pink petal pushers, they stole the show. She wears a pink petal pusher. Pink petal pusher. Pink petal pusher made her the queen of them all. How does she go?
Hey, She's the one to teach me how to give.
Love, love, and love to live. Give the love and the light to live. That love loved all for me. That baby wouldn't let me live. That woman wouldn't let me go. That baby, how I know. Oh, baby, won't you take my hand? Oh, love to the front. And love to the whole time. Love to the front.
Her love rubbed off on me. Carl Perkins from his Sun Records days. Now, we were talking. He may have been a little bit intoxicated.
Yes. Carl was a little bit intoxicated all the time, as were his two brothers during that period. That's just an amazing recording. That was recorded in December 56. But amazingly, like a lot of these Sun tracks, not released until 1974, which is just jaw-dropping when you hear that. Like, that stayed in the can for, what, 18 years?
Yeah. They seem to have there was a lot of music from Sun Records that stayed in the can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder why that was.
It was, well, I guess there was just so much fantastic stuff. And honestly, I mean, that's not the kind of record I could see becoming a hit, which a lot of Carl's stuff didn't become hits, unfortunately. But that one is one where I can't even see the potential there, but it's just such a great, weird, awesome record.
Yeah.
So
it seemed like, rockabilly, especially that time, the attitude... really an influence on punk years later. Just some of that, just different. It's they didn't know what to call it. You brought some reviews even of some of those early days. They didn't really know what to call this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that whole... It's funny looking through back issues. I've done a lot of research for a book that I'm working on, and it's funny looking through back issues of Billboard and looking at the reviews as these records start to appear. And you can tell the critics at Billboard are really struggling. You know, they know it's not quite ordinary country music, and there's an R&B influence, and they're struggling around for different names. They call it bounce blues, and they call it backshack music, and until around June 56, when somebody at Billboard, I believe, came up with the name rockabilly and just started using it. And what's funny is that even though Billboard was using it, it wasn't that common elsewhere. It wasn't until years later that it kind of became really the name for the genre.
Randy Fox, our guest in the studio. Now, people may recognize your name from Vintage Rock Magazine, Goldmine, Nashville Scene.
Yeah, I also write for Record Collector magazine out of the UK and the East Nashvillian magazine. And for many years, if you're from Nashville, you might recognize my voice. For many years, I hosted a show called the Hip Billy Jamboree on radio station WRVU here in Nashville.
Very cool. So. We mentioned Vintage Rock Magazine. Carl Perkins, our topic for this show on the cover of the latest issue.
Yep.
Let's hear some more music. We talked to Dion a few years back. The topic of Carl Perkins came up, and I brought up the point of how much of an influence he was on the Beatles, and Dion was quick to remind me that he was a huge influence on him as well, and just talked about his love for... Carl and his guitar playing and just the whole style. So we're going to hear one of three versions we're going to play today of Blue Suede Shoes. This is one Dion did from 2009 from his Heroes project. First, let's hear a little bit of Dion talking about Carl, and then we'll go into Blue Suede Shoes.
When Carl Perkins plays, those guitar riffs, they're like a horn section. You know, if you listen to them, they're really like horn sections, what he's playing. So he must have picked up on horns like I did, you know. That's the way I see rockabilly. I know it sounds very guitar oriented, but it's like he's playing horn parts to me. He was just to me the best. Nobody swung like he did. He just he was king of boogie woogie. it was so organic. You know what I mean? I never listened to Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis Presley. I never gave it much thought, you know. It's like the authentic, genuine article, and then there's the counterfeit. But not taking anything away from Presley, the guy was just mammothly off the charts great. So, but Carl Perkins can groove, man. He was he got in the pocket, you know.
Well, it's one for the money. Well, it's two for the show. Well, it's three to get ready. Now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of them blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slam my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoe. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Memphis, Tennessee, direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll in the Overton Park Shell for a great show Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee too, with Cry, Cry, Cry and Folsom Prison Blues. Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith. The new sensation Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with the Oobie Doobie.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the Oobie Doobie. I just gotta be near.
And the Rockin' Daddy, Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. at Overton Park Shell in Memphis.
Well, I'm sitting here wondering, fat sparkle on my clothes. Yeah, I'm sitting here wondering, fat sparkle on my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. Guess I'll never be happy. Everything I do is wrong. Yeah. Well, let
dog, come. Let me be your little dog. Tell your big dog, come. When the big dog gets here, show him what this little puppy dog. Well, I say, let the woman hold my clothes. I ain't got no matches, got a long way to go. Let her go, boy, go, go. Here one with a matchbox, hold my clothes. I ain't got no matches, got a long way to go.
The Reach Around Rodeo Clowns are back with Rockabilly Deluxe, now available on vinyl.
He's the king of the slot car track.
Rockabilly Deluxe.
With their sixth and most ambitious album, Rockabilly Deluxe, the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns' momentum shows no signs of slowing down.
I got the shakes. Big whiskey hair. I got the shakes.
Get in the morning, daddy, we'll be gone.
With their Cash meets Clash style, the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns are back with Rockabilly Deluxe.
Now available on vinyl.
From Lanark Records. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and this week we're celebrating the music of Carl Perkins with our guest, Randy Fox.
Hello there.
We just heard Matchbox. Man, what a killer song.
I know, just one of those incredible recordings that Carl was making that just couldn't quite measure up to the unbelievable success of Blue Suede Shoes.
Yeah.
Although, and we were just discussing this, that they actually did much better than a lot of people realize. People who listen to country music and people, younger people especially, that were into country music, they kind of understood Carl in a way that, I mean, Elvis was fantastic and flashy, but Carl was somebody who kind of really spoke to them. And it's interesting to look at some of these follow-ups to Blue Suede Shoes that did not do well on the pop charts at all, but actually did fairly well. A lot of them made top 10 country hits.
Yeah. Interesting thing about Matchbox, we spoke with W.S. Holland just recently. Talking about the recording of this session that then yielded the Million Dollar Quartet.
Right. Kind of evolved or yeah. devolved into that.
Exactly, yeah. With Jerry Lee Lewis yeah. playing on the track, and then Johnny and Elvis coming in. You know, before that, we heard Dion's cover of Blue Suede Shoes, and it's interesting, too, how many artists identify with Carl.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people tell me that. I know Janis Martin told me that she, even though she was called the female Elvis, she actually preferred Carl Perkins. And I think a lot of that goes back to what I was saying about the country thing. I mean, you know, they kind of understood him and they dug what he was doing. It was beyond just his voice. It was the songwriting and the guitar playing and everything.
Let's hear some more Carl. This is a really rockin' version, All Mama's Children, with NRBQ from their album they recorded together, Boppin' the Blues.
Yeah, and you know, I don't often say that I prefer re-recordings to the Sun version, but this is actually my favorite version of this song, so there's my blasphemy for the day.
All Mama's Children on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Picking them up and laying them down. All your children want to rock, mama. All your children wants to roll. They want to roll, they want to rock till they pop. Yes, all your children want to rock. All right. Living class. Better move out before the rent comes due. Mama, we
suede shoes. All mama's children wanna rock. I say all mama's children wanna roll. We wanna roll, we wanna rock, we wanna pop until we pop. Yes, all mama's children wanna rock. Children, they're doing the rock. All mama's children wanna rock. I say, all your children wanna roll. They wanna roll, they wanna rock, they wanna pop until they pop. Yes, all mama's children wanna rock.
Yeah. I had the world best girl in my arms and I let her go. That ain't foolish what it is, I'd like to know. My brain shoots blanks, I'm as dumb can be. Folks, if you're looking for a fool, don't look no further than me. Cause I'm a super fool, Lord, I'm a fool. I'm a super fool, Lord, I'm a fool. When it comes to being stupid, man, I come on strong. My baby done me right, but I done my baby wrong. And I'm a super fool, Lord, I'm a fool. I'm a super fool, yes, I'm a fool. When I went back to get it, some of the cat had it and gone. My brain shoots blanks, I'm as dumb can be. And if you're looking for food, don't look no further than me. Cause I'm a super fool, Lord, I'm a fool now. I'm just a super fool, yes, I'm a fool. Is it a bird?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a super fool.
Yeah, Carl Perkins there. That was from Carl's second stint on Columbia.
Yeah.
In the late 60s. We were just talking about that. It was recorded in July 69 and released a few months later on his On Top LP. And that was actually a really good period for Carl. He was, I believe he'd gotten sober by that point. But anyway, he was writing songs. He wrote Daddy Sang Bass, which of course was a big hit for Johnny Cash. And he was on tour with Cash and played on the Folsom Prison album, which is one of the great things about the deluxe expanded edition of Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison is you get the Carl Perkins tracks that where he came out and warmed up the crowd before Johnny.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that was a really good period for Carl, and he did a lot of good stuff that is not necessarily rockabilly, but it's kind of like that next step beyond rockabilly where he was almost kind of incorporating a little funk into his sound. So
our guest Randy Fox on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now we have three versions of Blue Suede Shoes. We heard Dion's version. Now you brought in one, Sid King and the Five Streams.
Yeah, and it's funny, Blue Suede Shoes, when it hit, I mean, it of course the big thing at that time was that if a independent indie label had a big hit, all the majors would do a cover of it with the idea of poaching airplay from it. It's what Pat Boone did to Little Richard with Tutti Frutti.
Sure.
And Fats Domino too with Ain't That a Shame. But so when Blue Suede Shoes obviously took off in January, and it's hard to understand now just how hot that song was and how fast it took off. It was just like, it was like a rocket ship when it came out. There was something like over 10 different covers of it that came out just in the space of either February or March 1956.
That is amazing.
And they range from pop, like Jerry Mercer did this kind of Johnny Ray-esque version on Mercury. The one that I really love is Lawrence Welk did an instrumental version on Coral, which is actually pretty good because the young guy he had playing guitar on it, Buddy Merrill, there's a YouTube of him playing it actually on the Lawrence Welk TV show.
Yeah.
And it's like surprisingly good. Anyway, one of the rockabilly versions was this version on Columbia Records by Sid King and the Five String, which were a Texas rockabilly group that had started recording in 55. And one thing I really love about Sid is that they kind of developed their own style of rockabilly separate from Elvis that was much more heavily influenced by R&B vocal groups like the Coasters and the Five Royales and the Dominoes and so forth. So when they attacked Blue Suede Shoes, it's definitely a rockabilly version, but it's a very different style of rock.
It's very different than Carl's.
Yeah. And so I really love this, and I love all of Sid King's stuff because it is so different from what most people think of as rockabilly, which tends to either be in the Elvis mode or the Carl Perkins mode most of the time. So
let's hear Sid King and the Five Strings, Blue Suede Shoes, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, it's a rock for the money, two for the show. Way to get ready now, go, baby, go. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes.
And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes.
And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to make ready and go, baby, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's a blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, 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 blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Well, on the outskirts of town, there's a little night spot. Dan dropped in about 5 o'clock. Pulled off his coat, said the night is short. He reached in his pocket and he flashed a quarter and hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone and let's all get Dixie fried." Now Dan got happy and he started raving. He jerked out his razor but he wasn't shaving. And all the cats knew to jump and hop, but he was born and raised in a butcher shop. He hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats and cry. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone and let's all get Dixie fried." The cops heard Dan when he started to shout. They all ran in to see what it was about. And I heard him holler when they led him away. He turned his head and this is what he had to say. Hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Get right." Thank you. ever saw. He let us all know he wasn't scared of the law. And to the black cross bar, he tossed a note to his dear. He said, it ain't my fault, hun, that I'm in here. But holler, Rave on, Chillin', I'm with you. Rave on, cat, she cried. It's almost dawn and the cops ain't gone. And I've been Dixie fried.
It's the Nashville Boogie.
It's the Nashville Boogie, boogie all night long.
Nashville's new hillbilly bopping, western swinging, rockabilly weekender and car show at the massive Opryland Hotel Resort in Nashville, Tennessee. May 1st and 2nd, 2015. Hotel reservations and weekend passes available now. Car registration soon. For more information, go to NashvilleBoogie.com or find us on Facebook. It's the Nashville Boogie. Dextone Records presents Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers on limited edition vinyl.
I got seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll.
Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers all through the night on custom pink and black vinyl, limited edition of 1,000 numbered copies.
She's waiting for me and I'll be on time. I gotta roll, 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 roll.
Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers all through the night.
So let me tell you about a brand new boogie. You gotta learn to do it. It's called the Okie Boogie. Yeah, Okie style. A man, I mean Okie Boogie. You nearly drops you wild.
Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers all through the night. Mastered at Capitol Records in Hollywood. To order your copy, go to BernieDexter.com or available at JohnnyCool.com.
All through the night.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley and our guest this week, Randy Fox.
Hey there.
Just a moment ago, we heard Dixie Fried from our topic this week, Carl Perkins, released in August of 56. You know, one of his signature songs.
Yeah, that's my absolute favorite Carl Perkins song of all time is Dixie Fried. It's just, it's like the quintessential Carl Perkins song for me. I mean, if I had to pick one to say what is Carl Perkins about, I actually picked that one over Blue Suede Shoes.
Yeah. So a lot of Carl's songs got more popular later.
Yeah. And that's one of the ones that I was talking about when we were talking earlier about Carl having that appeal to the country people. That song, when it was released in, August of 56, I believe, it was, it didn't hit the pop charts at all, but it was actually a number 10 country hit.
Yeah. Being from Kentucky, one of my favorite country bands, the Kentucky Headhunters, did a cool version of this. In fact, it had Carl come out and play with them in the video, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's go, to 1958 from his first Columbia album, Whole Lot of Shakin'. Here's the title cut on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Shake a baby, shake it.
Ooh, what? Shake it, baby. Ooh, baby. Shake it, baby. Yeah. All you gotta do, honey, is stand in one spot and wiggle around a little bit. Now, everybody break a leg. Let's go now. But it's shake it.
But I sure get the news. I don't have much time for getting the blues. My friends drop in for sodas and pop. They're all talking plans about a new record hop. All day long I'm a filling orders, taking in nickels, dimes and quarters, cherry sodas and a chocolate shake, strawberry sundaes and a lemon phosphate. Time to clean the fountain, cause it's almost five, and you know me, Dad, after five I jive. I wanna jive. I wanna jive. Ooh, I wanna jive. Yes, after five. I wanna jive. Man alive, after five. Well, I'm off the floor and I wipe the counter. Just work here, Dad, I'm not the founder. I keep a-working and a-watching the clock, a-peeping out the window for my baby to stop. We'll head out of town to a little night dive, cause you know me, Dad, after 5 hours jive. All day long I'm filling orders, taking in nickels, dimes and quarters, cherry cokes and a tall root beer, a cone of vanilla with a chocolate smear. Time to clean the fountain, cause it's almost five. You know me, Dad, after five I dive. I wanna jive. I wanna jive. Ooh, let's jive. Yeah, I wanna jive. Yes, a man alive. Come on now, cat, let's jive. Hey, the body rock, I wanna jive. I wanna jive. Ooh, I wanna jive. Yes, I wanna jive. Man alive, I wanna jive. Jive, jive after five.
Jive After Five, the B-side to Pink Pedal Pushers. Man, that's just a fun song.
Yeah, it was kind of crawled to trying to do the whole Chuck Berry thing, I think. Trying to write for that teen market, which unfortunately didn't pay off for him. But in my opinion, yeah, I think he did a pretty good job of it.
Absolutely. So. Man, just a rocking song. Now, we've talked about him staying more hillbilly country-leaning. Do you think that may held him back a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. What happens is, I just wrote a piece for the next issue of Vintage Rock on 1956 and how rockabilly evolved that year. And what you start seeing by the end of 56 is you start seeing more, you know, people trying to take more and more of the country elements out of rockabilly singers. That certainly was going on with Elvis, and it seemed to be the right move. I mean, Love Me Tender was, you know, one of his biggest hits ever. And you can't really call Love Me Tender a rockabilly song.
No.
Even though it's a great song.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's just not a rockabilly song. And you also see that at Capitol with Gene Vincent after his second album. He kind of moves more toward that rock and roll sound rather than having the hillbilly elements. And I think the record industry just realized that a lot of kids, the hillbilly part didn't appeal to a lot of kids. I mean, it kind of freakishly did on Blue Suede Shoes and a few other things, but that's the point where this wall started kind of going up between rock and roll and country, which in my opinion is too bad that it happened, but for good or ill, it happened.
Yeah.
So
Let's hear another cover tune. This one's from someone you did an interview with last fall, Robert Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
From his first solo project, Mr. Link Wray, handling the guitar work. It's from 1977. Robert Gordon and Link Wray on Boppin' the Blues.
Well, all my friends are boppin' the blues. It must be going round. All my friends are boppin' the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, boy, you don't need no pills. Yeah, the doctor told me, man, you don't need no pills. Just a handful of nickels, a jukebox will cure your ills. Well, all my friends are bopping the blues. It must be going round. All them cats is bopping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Well, the cat bit me, man, I don't feel no pain. Yeah, that jitterbug caught me, man, I don't feel no pain. I still love you, baby, but I'll never be the same. I said all my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. All them cats is bopping the blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Get it, cat! Well, all my friends are bopping the blues. It must be going round. Yeah, all them cats is bopping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Crutches down. All the old boy done got rhythm and blues, and it threw that crutches down. Well, grandma, he ain't trapping. Well, the old boy is rhythm bound. All them cats is bopping the blues. It must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop. Rock, bop. Rhythm and blues. A rock, pop, a rhythm and blues, baby. A rock, rock, a rhythm and blues, yeah. A rock, pop, a rhythm and blues, a rhythm and blues. Well, it must be going around.
I walked up to a window. I said, "Give me a ticket, please." She said, "Where you going?" I said, "That's all right with me, baby, I'm restless. I gotta get on out of town. Take me where the living is, baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, I'm traveling light, cause I might be going far. Taking nothing but clothes on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Just take me where the living's easy. Baby, that's where I'll be found. I'm restless.
ticket, please. She said, boy, where are you going? I said, that's all right with me. I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Y'all take me where to live, Jesus. That's where John Lee will be found. Taking another bit cold on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Everywhere the living's easy. Baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, 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 can I pick?
New York City has been a trendsetter in music and fashion for many decades. The 50s-inspired boutique Inns in the heart of New York City has led those fashion trends, beginning with the punk rock 70s, when people like
Andy Warhol,
Blondie's Debbie Harry,
Lou Reed,
The Cramps,
New York Dolls,
and many others frequently shopped at the store. Today, you'll still find owner Marianne Marlowe bringing you the best in rockabilly fashions, pin-up style, retro dresses, vintage hats, a vast collection of Stop Staring and Trashy Diva collections, and so much more. Visit the shop in the East Village at 125 2nd Avenue off St. Mark's Place. Find them online at ensnyc.com. That's ENZSNYC.com. And be sure to like their Facebook page. Just search for ENZNYC to follow all their upcoming events. Plus, you never know who may come into the store.
That's Inns in New York City.
Neo rockabilly with a punk rock attitude. Hey, it's your source for rockabilly blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll, and really, Randy, anything else I want to throw in there. That's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Man, love that version of Restless with Tom Petty and Carl Perkins from the Go Cat Go project in 96.
Yeah, that is a great version. The original version of that song, which came out in 1969, that was a number 20 country hit for Carl back in the day, showing that he did have hits outside the 50s.
He sure did. And those were some good projects in the late 60s there.
Yeah.
Let's hear our third version of Blue Suede Shoes. Now, this was an interesting one. It's a bit of an alternate take.
He did three takes of Blue Suede Shoes when he recorded it. December the 19th, 1955.
Wow.
And all three of them are a little bit different on the lyrics, actually. There's one where he says, go boy go, instead of go cat go.
And was Sam the one that suggested go cat go?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. And then there's this version, which I kind of find interesting, because instead of saying drink my liquor, which is already kind of sounded pretty rednecky, he actually says drink my corn from an old fruit jar, which is incredibly rednecky. So,
well, let's hear that version right here.
So this is actually my preferred version. So.
Absolutely.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. I don't care, baby, just what you do, but honey, lay off of them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Let's rock. My car, drink my corn from my old fruit jar. You do anything that you wanna do, honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of them blue suede shoes.
two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay up on my blue suede shoe. But that's a blue, blue, blue suede shoe. I said my blue suede shoes. Woo! Don't you step on my shoe. Look out them blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, how come you say you will when you won't? You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Uh-uh. Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Uh-uh, honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't.
Released in January 1956, Carl Perkins. How many people have covered that?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
I was just saying, though, that for any neo-rockabilly bands that thinks rockabilly is all about speed and, you know, playing as fast as you can, which can be cool.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Not knocking that. But for anybody who thinks that that's the only thing it's about, they need to really go back and listen to Honey Don't, because it's medium tempo at best. But boy, he's hitting such a groove on that. It's just amazing.
We were talking while the music was playing there about all of the success Blue Suede Shoes and really groundbreaking success that did.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to imagine now. We talked about this a little earlier in the show about how big of a hit that was. It was the first quote unquote country record to cross over to the R&B charts. And it hit number one country, number two pop, and number two R&B. There had been some pop records and some R&B records that had made it to the country chart for a brief while, and actually been on all three charts, but this was the first time that something that was thought of as a country record. And then just within a couple of weeks, Heartbreak Hotel pulled off the same trick. And then a few months later, I believe in June or July of 1956, Bebopalula pulled off the same trifecta, you know, hitting all three charts. So people in the record industry were just going nuts, you know, like, what, how, what, when, you know?
Well, you know, we talked about earlier about the reviews and people not knowing how to classify this music. And I'm sure when the executives were seeing something like this happen, and like, what is going on? And we saw an explosion of rockabilly and similar type artists coming out at that time period.
Well, yeah, I mean, almost immediately when people saw how, you know, as they say in the record industry, nothing succeeds like success. So as soon as the majors saw what the sales of Blue Suede Shoes and Heartbreak Hotel were doing, everybody was scrambling to, you know, it was like wanted hillbilly cats, you know, they're out beating the bushes, you know, trying to run them out.
Our guest this week, Randy Fox, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
This has been great. Fantastic. Another tune you wanted to talk about, Put Your Cat Clothes On, remained unreleased until what, when did this come out?
This came out in 1972 on a LP issued by the budget label Hilltop. They just put out something like Carl Perkins' Big Hits or something like that. But this was actually recorded at the same session as Matchbox.
Wow, okay.
Same day as the Million Dollar Quartet.
Yeah.
With Jerry Lee Lewis on piano. Carl apparently wrote this song and tried recording it a couple of times at some earlier sessions, and it just didn't quite get it right. But boy, they nailed it this day. And it's just an all-time rockabilly classic that did not come out in the 50s.
Well, let's hear it right now on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Well,
they took my blue suede shoes down to old Mobile. Got to rocking with the rhythm. Run them over at the hill. Put your cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna really rock it by. Yeah, kitty, put your cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna bop and ride. Well, I slick up myself till I look like a dilly. I run downtown and get my female. Really put your cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna rock it by. Yeah, kitty, put your cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna really rock it by. Rock it. All the Hellcats know, she gets that bopping beat. She knocks the pipe off her toes. Your cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna rock it right. Yeah, kitty, put your cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna bop it right. John, do some big bopping rhythm. Pick the toenails up to my, put your cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Bop, bop, rock it right. Bop, bop, rock it right. Cat clothes on, 'cause tonight we're gonna try to rock it right. Well, cat, cat, cat coat. Cat, cat, cat coat. Cat, cat, cat coat. Cat, cat, cat. Cat clothes, cat clothes on. Night we're gonna really rock it right.
You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and big thanks to Randy Fox for being our guest as we celebrate the life and music of Carl Perkins. Now stay tuned next week for more great music. Until next time, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.